And this week at the University of New South Wales, Sir Fraser Stoddart, who won the Nobel Prize for Chemistry in 2015, arrived for a spell of teaching and research. And it seems he's despairing at the effects of Brexit.
Brexit is a development that breaks my heart. And it breaks my heart because back in the 1980s, just before I left Sheffield to go to Birmingham, I transformed the output of my research group by bringing in young scientists from Mediterranean countries. One came from Sicily, another one from Madrid, yet another one from Milano. And it was game-changing. The dynamic, which I think had not really been useful in the old British scene of too much giving over to coffee drinking and long lunch breaks and tea breaks and then knocking off early to go to the pub. This was actually all broken by young Europeans coming in from other places. They didn't live this lifestyle. And to sum it all up, the young Brits pulled their socks up in next to no time. So it was transformative. And if I look at the modern situation, as I say, it does break my heart. And I'm ever hopeful that some words of former Prime Minister Harold Wilson might ring true, that 48 hours is a long time in politics, and that something will break on the scene between now and the end of March next year, or even earlier, that will put the whole crazy experiment, it's not even an experiment, a crazy mission into cold storage, and let's forget about it.
And of course, there are many British scientists, Sir Colin Blakemore, for example, leaving the country as a result.
Yes. Absolutely. And I now have another example, a mid-career, brilliant young scientist in the area of systems chemistry has just left St Andrews University to join me at Northwestern. And in the style of the two people who are coming to UNSW, he will be embedded in my laboratory, which we call a research palace at Northwestern. And he will be independent and he will do his own thing. And I would say he's another escapee from the damage that has already been done, huge amount of damage by the whole Brexit phenomenon.
Nobel laureate Sir Fraser Stoddart, now at the University of New South Wales, deploring the effects of Brexit on science. More from him about his chemistry and creative spirit in 2 weeks' time on The Science Show on RN.